Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty on Liberty Broadcasting, the American Christian Network affiliate coming out of Spokane. We are broadcasting from the heart of the American Redoubt, the Free Zones. And, good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Fired Up Friday.
Yes, Fired Up.
Yes.
About several things.
Multiple things, actually. And it's just kind of hard to believe it's already the weekend, considering people just had 4 days off. You know, it just seems like just yesterday.
Yeah. And so here we are, another going into T-Rex. Today at noon, for those participating, kill their power, their phone, go grid down for 48 hours until noon on Sunday. With the emergency preparedness exercise.
And apparently with all of these roving temporary power outages and blackouts, which are actually very, very common in communism and communist countries, suddenly now there's just a ton of excuses with all the power companies as to why they have to shut down everybody's power for, you know, 8 hours here, 6 hours there.
Right.
Just a couple hours there. In fact, even for our exercise that we have starting tomorrow, we are truly going to be grid down because our own power company is shutting down an entire area where we live for 8 hours.
Yeah. Yep.
And so,
but that's actually the opposite of communism. They're actually making improvements. They're removing wood power lines and putting in steel power lines so they won't be affected by wildfires. Now, that's something that happens in... Does that happen in communist areas? I don't know.
Well, that makes me wonder. It makes me wonder, or are they? You know, are they... is that just what they're saying?
That's their story.
Or is that what they're just kind of laying down so that people get used to experiencing because... They're legitimate causes, right?
Well, in California, that's, it's just because of the spike. It's because of climate change, of course.
Oh, yes.
Yes. But here in the European Union now, listen to this, guys, the same terminology, the same globalists say the same things. In Europe, they're saying we have to flatten the curve.
Yeah, for
because
power
of,
usage.
Right, on power usage. I mean, they did it with COVID. They're going to use this for everything now. Listen to this. This is the head gal at the European Union giving a speech telling everybody that we need to help avoid these spikes in cost and conserve electricity and cut it back at certain times so we can flatten the curve. Listen to this.
And this is what is expensive, because in these peak demands, the expensive gas comes into the market. So what we have to do is flatten the curve and avoid the peak demands. We will propose a mandatory target for reducing electricity use at peak hours, and we will work very closely with the member states to achieve this.
There you go. We're going to flatten the curve. I wonder how long it's going to be before Governor Nuisance starts saying that. We need to flatten the curve.
Well, and her name is Ursula. And
that's
right. She's the president of the EU Commission, Ursula von der Leyen. And she says here in this quote, standing in front of the World Economic Forum background, she says, Putin is using energy as a weapon. He will fail. Europe will prevail. Well, interesting. Wow. Because... you know, gosh, up here in the Netherlands, they're now experiencing manufactured power outages.
Right.
Where and they're protesting it. The people in the Netherlands are saying, "Oh no, you guys aren't going to pull this over on us." They're fake, and the people of Netherlands are catching them in this. And so it's interesting to see just exactly all of, you know, what's happening globally all of a sudden. With power, And, you know, I mean, gosh, everywhere from like an energy company shuts down access to home thermostats during 90 degree heat wave in Denver, Colorado.
Yes.
You know, I mean,
there's your smart meters for you.
Then, of course, yeah, California, who they're saying, if you bought one of those stupid electric cars, now you can't charge it because we don't have, you know, nobody will have power in their homes if you charge that car. And so, boy, I feel sorry for anybody that fell for that and bought one of those dumb cars.
Grandma's going to die if you don't get your mask on, too.
Yes, that's right. And you won't be able to visit her because your car won't have a charge.
Right, exactly. And, well, I'll tell you what, a lot of things are changing in the world. Yesterday, the Queen of England, as you all know, unless you're living under a rock or you've been camping still and away from civilization, Queen Elizabeth passed away yesterday. And now it's King Charles. Charles. King Richard. I'm off a couple hundred years. But anyway, which is kind of funny because people were talking about it online as somebody piped up and said, I stopped caring about that in 1776.
Yes, which was the most perfect response.
Yeah, except this is the world. He is also known as the World Economic Forum King.
Yes.
This guy is a globalist depopulationist. He is a climate catastrophist. He is a lot of things. As a matter of fact, you cover this so well in your book, Perils of Sustainable Development, outing something I've never seen anywhere else.
Well, yeah, it was a total. Well, this was the hand of God, and that's how He works in the things that I do. He lets me turn to things and discover things that are just amazing.
Yeah.
And a lady that I used to work closely with from the eastern side of the United States, she was a global journalist, and she had actually interviewed like Mikhail Gorbachev, and she had attended most of the UN
forums and summits.
Yeah, all of their huge councils and stuff where they'd have, you know, all of these major things happening.
Right.
And so she would document this stuff. Well, she wrote a book called Prince Charles, the Sustainable Prince. And she covered that very well and more or less defined him as being the global leader, believe it or not.
Right.
And so when I was researching a statement by Prince Philip, where he said, when the Bible says that man shall have dominion over God's creation, the choice is between understanding dominion as in having power over or dominion as having responsibility for. Now, so I was just actually looking for the true definition of dominion, you know, in contrast to what Prince Philip was trying to cleverly, basically diminish the definition so that we were to be stewards. We are to be stewards, but they want to have stewardship over the earth in a way that's a pagan worship type thing.
That's true.
And so when I looked it up, it says in Webster's definition of dominion, it says there's five definitions for dominion. The first one is domain. The second, supreme authority. The third, an order of angels. The fourth, a self-governing nation of the British Commonwealth, other than the United Kingdom, that acknowledges the British monarchy as chief of the state.
Oh, that's the definition of dominion? One of the definitions?
That is definition four of dominion.
Wow.
Which I never expected to come across. And the interesting part here is that number four definition of dominion was something I had not expected to run across. And basically, it's astounding because Joan Vion had written an article titled, "The North American Union, Does the Queen of Canada Become the Queen of the United States?" In this article that can be found on her homepage of her website, she had described in detail how every member of the UN carries only one vote, including the United States. However, England carries a total of, get this, 54 votes in the UN through all its commonwealths and provinces. And so the Commonwealth today has 53 sovereign states with Queen Elizabeth II, well, she was the head of the Commonwealth. Now it's King Charles, right?
Wow.
And so the Queen's position is recognized by each state and as such is the symbol of the free association of the organization's members. The 16 members where the Queen is head of state are called Commonwealth Realms. And then it goes on to describe how decolonization started in 1931 with Canada and went through all of these 53 other nations. And basically, as each country obtained so-called independence, they received a vote at the United Nations. Therefore, the Commonwealth has the potential of 54 votes at the United Nations. Throughout the entire international structure, the United States is outvoted by the Commonwealth. In the group of eight, Canada and the United Kingdom outvote the U.S. While the U.S. has 50 states, we only receive one vote at the United Nations.
Right.
And furthermore, in this hemisphere, there are 13 Commonwealth countries that swear allegiance to the Queen, now King Charles.
Wow.
So that is a strategic move that I don't think anybody but them is really aware of.
And so just 2 days ago, Queen Elizabeth swore in a World Economic Forum-backed prime minister. And now Prince Charles, I said Prince, it's Prince George a couple hundred years ago, not King Richard. It was King George a couple hundred years ago, not King Richard. Anyway, but so now just in 48 hours, in head of the British Empire, the United Kingdom, you have a World Economic Forum king and a World Economic Forum prime minister.
Right. And not to mention all of this dominion that they have with a minimum of 54 votes being controlled by King Charles at this very moment.
Right. And we already know where he stands on all these issues. He is the supreme globalist.
He's the sustainable prince.
Exactly.
The sustainable
king. So here we are coming down to the wire. All the signs are there of the Lord's imminent return. At some point, it's coming up quicker and quicker. Now, we're told that the Antichrist won't be revealed until the restrainer is removed, moved out of the way.
Right.
We believe that we're getting ever closer to the rapture, and now we have truly a World Economic Forum, a global king now that just stepped into that role. So,
right.
Could it be? I mean,
we may not know. It's entirely possible because it certainly does make sense the way that it's already structured and has been structured to step right into place. And those of you that actually already have my book, The Perils of Sustainable Development, you can find all of that information that I just read on pages 120 through 123.
There you go.
And so, go ahead and check that out. It's kind of astonishing.
Yep. And by the way, I mean, that's a whole Bible study you can dive deep into. We're not saying that King Charles is the Antichrist. We're just, postulating on watching how all the little pieces on the chessboard are all getting moved around. And because there's people, he has to be Asian. Oh, he has to be Jewish, or he has to be Iranian, or he has to come from Europe. He has to, we're not going to get into all that. We're just saying it's interesting to watch things as they are unfolding.
That's right. Who steps forward?
Who to have a front row seat to end times. And we know there will be a global government, there'll be a global religion, there'll be a global military, global economy, and increased violence, and just all the stuff that we're seeing right now is wild. So now more than ever, we need to put our foot down on the gas pedal and get the gospel out there because time's getting short.
That's right.
There's the bottom line.
Yep, so, that's right. The reminder for what's truly important in each day, reach as many people with the gospel as you possibly can.
Indeed.
Yep.
All right. Well, speaking of that, let's do the word of the day. We went a little extended there, but this is a major world development
discuss. It's massive. It's very important. Okay. So, the word of the day for Fired Up Friday comes to us from Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 through 23, which read, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves." No kidding, huh?
Yeah.
"You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you will know them. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
Wow. That'll make you step back and do a little gut check when you think you you got your ticket into heaven.
Well, no kidding. No kidding. Because, you know, the 10 virgins, the 5 foolish and the 5 wise, it makes you go, well, okay, clearly they're all on board with him. They're on board at some level.
They're calling
themselves
brides, bridesmaids, or brides.
And they're waiting, maybe not as much as they should be.
And
they're
not
real attentive. They don't have the oil in their lamps. But, I mean, just like in this verse 22, some of these people, they're prophesying in Jesus's name. They're casting out demons in his name. And they're doing wonders in his name. And yet still, I mean, are all of us doing even that much? And then he says in verse 23, and then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
So there it is. Stop practicing lawlessness.
Right.
That's the divider.
Well, and especially when it says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. We are called to be holy. We are called to follow him in his ways, which means go and do what he did, you know?
Yeah, and we try to reconcile this as we study the word when you come across other scriptures that say, those who call upon the Lord will be saved.
Right.
Well, but then all who call me Lord, Lord.
Right.
Won't make it into the kingdom of heaven. I'll say I never knew you. And so why? Why? I called Lord, Lord, and I called upon the name of the Lord, and so I'm saved. Well, that's the first step. Yes, you're saved, but you have to repent and you have to stop practicing lawlessness.
Yeah, and you have to love your brother. Right, you have
love
to
the
love
Lord
God,
and love your the brother.
Love
and
your brother. You have to have a heart, like we were saying yesterday. You have to have a heart transplant.
Yes.
If you have a hard heart, you better make sure you get that transplant ASAP.
Yep.
And be loving and kind, and bring as many people into the fold for Christ as you possibly can.
Yeah, that's right. That's good stuff, especially in this day and age.
It's scary. That stuff scares me to death.
Good. That's called fear of the Lord, and that's a healthy thing. Not being afraid of him, but a fear of him as a reverence, a deep reverence and understanding that he's sovereign, he's just,
right,
and we're not worthy. And we're weak in the flesh, and so that's what keeps us, that should be keeping us continuously adjusting,
right? And yeah, because there is this big thing where all the people are saying, no, if you just call on his name, you are sure to be saved,
right?
And that is true, and yet this is also true.
Yes.
And so anytime it seems to be conflicting, it's not a contradiction. It means you need to really delve into exactly what is meant there.
Right. Well, the guy hanging on the cross, who said, don't forget, remember me, you know, and he said, assuredly, today you'll be with me in paradise. And he called on the name of the Lord and he was saved.
Right.
Right. He didn't get baptized. He wasn't able to get baptized, and we're all commanded to do so, but he wasn't able to. And he wasn't able to go and clean up his life and repent. But he called on the name of the Lord. In that case, he was able to be with the Lord. But if you're not hanging on a cross and minutes away from dying and you cry, Lord, Lord, and then you don't change a thing.
Right. You don't go get baptized like it says in John 3:5.
Right. Where you
it
don't says, repent.
Yeah. It says, he who is not born of both water and the Spirit cannot be with me in the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
And so that means like if you have time and you're able and you don't, you need to.
Right.
You need to. And yeah, I mean, I think that has to be a common sense thing with the Lord where he says, well, of course, he was already nailed to a piece of wood. Do you really think that he's going to be able to get baptized?
Right.
You know, of course not. His intent in the heart. And that right there could actually be the deciphering between these verses that we're talking about here where I never knew you, right? Call me Lord, Lord, but your heart is still wicked. Your heart, you're saying one thing with your mouth, but your heart is still lawless.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so that's where the true repentance comes in.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, well, let's get that scripture out there again for the folks. We're going to read over that today and meditate on it.
Such great topic.
Yes.
Okay, so that came from Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 through 23.
Right, got it. Okay, thank you. And we'll go ahead and take a break.
Praise God.
This segment, what was that? I talked over you.
Oh, I said, praise God.
Yeah, there you go. I didn't want to be guilty of washing that out, talking over that. Praise God.
No kidding. Yep, that's for sure.
All right, this segment brought to you by Prepping 2.0 with Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher at the podcast, helping to take your preparations to the next level. And their website is prepping2-0.com. Check them out and stick around. We'll be back right after these messages. Son of man.
When you get right down to it, nothing good has ever come from any government that promises to be all things to all people. This is especially true when it comes to our safety and well-being. Sometimes I cringe at the nanny state mentality of the globalist, socialist, and otherwise anti-Americanists who think they know better than ourselves just what's good for us. That brings to mind another great quote from the late President Ronald Reagan when he said, "I don't believe in a government that protects us from ourselves. They've forgotten the warnings of our founding fathers and so many others who have gone before us, who have warned us that it's not ourselves we need protection from, it's the government itself. And why shouldn't we listen to those voices? I mean, how could 400 million dead citizens worldwide in the past 120 years be wrong?" I'm Violet Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him...
Welcome back, everybody. This is the voice of the American Redoubt, broadcasting from Patriot Hill territory. And this segment is brought to you by JesusAppears.com, helping to get you ready for the rapture and learning what all that means and doing a self-evaluation to make sure you're ready for that. And you can just go to JesusAppears.com or click on the link that's at the bottom of our Rapture Ready page. Click on that banner, Rapture Ready, and see all those resources. And at the bottom there is JesusAppears.com. Okay, first I want to cover, we've got a couple things we want to try to cram in here in the last few minutes, and one of those, Boise. Boise is sponsoring a Pride Festival to commemorate 9/11 this weekend, right? Ugh. Okay, so...
How disgusting.
They are actually including a drag queen story reading time, and then also a child drag queen, including kids as young as 11 years old in drag performing.
That's not even possible.
This is off the rails.
That is a child performing a sexual dance.
A pole dance for adults. For all the perverts to sit around and watch.
That's not okay.
Right. And indoctrinate all the other kids too to normalize this. So anyway, Wells Fargo, Target, Hewlett Packard, and Citibank are just some of the sponsors listed. I listed a full list of the sponsors, including how to reach out to them, and say, hey, this is a 9/11 memorial thing. Do you realize also that this and this is being promoted? Well, I put that up on our Telegram page yesterday, our Telegram channel for the morning commute yesterday afternoon. For those of you on there, maybe we can I'll try to get a posting up in time. It's we're down to crunch time. I got a lot going on. But anyway, that's a Breitbart News. The Redoubt Report picked that up. All right. And you've got some stuff on election integrity in the last couple of minutes.
Yes, boy, I'll try to keep my head about me after hearing that last news.
Oh, my
news.
Gosh, I know. Are you fired up yet?
That almost makes me do a backflip. Oh, okay. Well, so we also have this other stuff that almost seems like unimportant after hearing that. But it says that state attorneys general amend lawsuit to force the Biden administration and big tech to turn over their evidence of the 2020 election interference.
Oh.
And so we're talking a massive lawsuit from two attorneys general, and one of them is Jeff Landry of Louisiana. And so what we're finding out here is that they had all sorts of everything to do with election interference, as we already knew. However, it's showing here that that Biden's White House officials and Facebook had weekly and monthly calls on what to censor on Facebook's platform.
Yes.
And so, and also the emails expose White House big tech collusion as well. And so all of this is unfolding, and oh my goodness, it, to think that they have coordinated in such a, that's what you call fascism.
Right.
And
that's the technical actual definition of fascism.
Yes. Where government colludes with corporations in order to control the people.
Yep.
And never to the benefit of the people, only to the benefit of both the government and the corporations.
Yeah.
And so clearly when you can control what everybody's narrative is on the election, oh my gosh.
That's right.
That is so illegal.
Yeah, getting private companies to do what the government can't legally do.
That's right.
And working in concert toward a goal. And it's, like you said, it's never good for the people or the country. So, well, you guys have a blessed, safe weekend. We'll be grid down. And tune in Sunday night for as much of a podcast as we can put together with the time that we have then. And you guys stay safe. This is the voice of the American Redoubt.
That's right. You all have a fantastic Fired Up Friday. And blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.